Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, the best radio show there is. Thank you for listening on the radio, 94.1, the Free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. We appreciate our YouTube streamers.
If there's any doubt about being the best show, you got to listen to today's show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what a program.
Oh, the Bam call?
Bam call, Keisha call.
Keisha call.
Kristen call again. Yeah. Broads out of control.
Yeah. Now, speaking of Broads, and speaking of Keisha, and now Chuck, we was talking about
the going... Chuck call.
The Chuck call. I was talking about going to the Flyers game with Chuck, and then Keisha wanted to go. I was thinking... Once the Eagles season's over, we could have an afternoon show outing. We get a bunch of tickets and go with a bunch of listeners to a Flyers game. Ooh. And not invite Broads.
We could. We could.
Yeah, crazy, man. He'd show up anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Yelling and screaming.
We'll make sure we have better tickets than him.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't mind a Flyer outing, though.
It would be fun.
Yeah, you could do it. Look, Fritz is like, what?
What? Fritz doesn't want to go?
No, I have an idea.
Okay.
That I don't...
You don't want to say on the air. You don't want to...
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I know what your idea is. I don't think... I'll talk to you during the break. I think I know what it is. I don't think we can do it that way.
Okay.
I think we could do it that way and not say that we're doing it that way.
Okay, good.
Okay, all right.
I think we're on the same way.
We are 100% on the same way.
I definitely am not.
No, once I say it, you'll know. But we won't say it on the air. All right, Jack, let's go.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
It's a good idea. Anyway,
it's a good idea.
So the WIP personnel I am buying or selling in 2026.
All right.
Big list. A lot of people doing great stuff around the station. Let me make that clear.
Except for the ones you're selling.
Except the ones that I'm selling. Starting at number five is me. Selling.
Whoa! Whoa!
Down year for
look
the,
at this.
It's going to be a down year for the Phils.
A play sad violin.
They're probably going to miss the playoffs.
Oh. Yeah. People aren't going to like me because the baseball team's good.
The Eagles are probably going to win the Super Bowl again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sell.
Can't hit the right buttons at the right times.
Listen, we all know I peaked in 23. right around August 4th.
Yeah. And you didn't even get in the documentary.
Didn't even get any recognition.
Oh. Yeah.
Not even a part of it anymore. So easily selling Fritz stock.
Wow.
Now, it's also a pretty high stock. You know, so it's one to short for a little while.
Yeah.
I would say. Now, number four, I would say this is like almost a penny stock, but I'm buying DVL, Deep Voice Luke.
Really?
Well, that is a cheap stock.
It's a cheap stock.
Yeah.
Those who know him because the voice is so deep, and they always text me, who the hell is on with Broads right now?
Yeah, Pat Gallen texted me about, this is the first time he heard Deep Voice Luke. He said something like, his voice is fascinating.
It is a fascinating voice.
Yeah, you don't expect it. It comes out of nowhere.
No, but yeah. I think he's going to have a strong 2026 and beyond. I'm in on DVL.
Wow.
What is it about DVL that you're buying?
First off, I think he's a good sportsman.
Okay.
I think he knows the games.
Okay.
I think he's got good radio instincts.
Okay.
And I like the voice. He's got a dynamic. I like the U-Rang when sometimes he fills in for Buzz. Like, there's something there with DVL.
Speaking of which, I hope he's not on the list.
He's on the list.
Who?
You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
We'll get to him.
Okay, all right.
Because you want to talk about the ultimate sell.
A person that you just... That
yeah.
I, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number three is Broads.
Buying stock in Broads.
I mean, he had a really strong 2025. Little thirsty about Jalen, but someone's got to do
he's
it.
He's right.
Yeah, well, someone's got to do it. Someone's got to do it. And he's leaning in on that. Flyers and 50. I mean, he's really developing in on that.
Yeah.
He's getting a little chesty about the show and taking the show and acting like, you know, he's a lock to get there.
Starting to smell himself a little bit.
Yeah. So we got to monitor the cockiness. Always got to make sure we take him down a notch.
100%.
We're still buying Broadstock in 2026.
It's good stock to buy.
I would buy Broadstock.
I like it.
Yeah. Some would say it's the best stock ever.
And some would say that. He didn't name it, though.
No.
He didn't name it.
Yeah, not his fault.
Number two on WIP personnel, buy or sell in 2026 is Buzz.
Sell!
I mean, what are we doing?
Dude.
First off, show on Monday. Dreadful. Also
horrible.
Chesty.
And didn't care. Didn't care that he was.
Yeah.
But, dude.
Feeling big for his britches now.
Dude.
Sending out textbooks on Twitter about stuff no one cares about.
This tweet from today that Jack sent me. Now, you say, you know how you don't like the see more on Twitter.
Right.
Here's a tweet. It's just a tweet from Buzz. Devin tweeted something about having to beat a team four times in two seasons or something.
Good stat by her.
Yeah. Here's from Buzz. Devin and I were just texting about this.
Which you know is not. Yeah.
Oh, can we stop?
Exactly.
Oh, congratulations. You know Devin. You work with her, you idiot. Okay.
It is like a little brag.
Yes.
It's not like, ooh, we were having a discourse about this. By the way, no shot there was a discourse. You know he sent a book to her about, well, actually.
And she just replied, ha ha.
Ha ha. Tweet it.
Tweet it. Okay. Devin and I were just texting about this. I've long been an advocate for busting the it's time to beat a team, tough to beat a team three times in a season myth. Teams who go 2-0 in the regular season against a division opponent are 16-9 against that team in the playoffs since 1970. However, I've never heard the tough to beat a team four times in 2 years span talking point come up. Unless you're in the same division, this circumstance doesn't occur all that frequently. This is one tweet. If the Eagles face either the Rams or the Packers this postseason, they will enter with a 3-0 record. Shut up!
Are we using Rube as a drop now?
Nah, that's not Rube.
Oh, that's not Rube?
That's just a snoring sound in the system.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shut up, Buzz. Shut up, shut up, shut up.
He can't even get out of tweets now.
No, yes.
Yeah, he's got a problem on the air, problem in person.
He's long-winded.
Dude, he goes on my PHL. He's not on my PHL anymore, but he goes on there twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, now all of a sudden, he's
books
well,
on
and,
Twitter.
And this sort of thing. The guy will get 87 likes, and all of a sudden, he thinks he did something.
Wow.
Well, it's enough. It's enough. Dry off that forehead. Get behind the board. Hit the button. Shut the hell up. Get a website. The tweets are too long.
Oh, my God.
Write an article, why don't you? Holy hell.
No.
Shut up.
Rube was nice enough. Rube Amaro was nice enough to host with them. Give him a pity show on Saturday.
Do you think Rube got a word in? During that show,
Buzz gave all his baseball opinions.
Yap a lot, Buzz Wilson. All right,
sell.
Yap, 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 yap. Sell. You're not even making anything on it.
Sell.
Yeah.
Sell. But the number one stock I'm buying heading into 2026, because I think it was like 24. It's kind of the beginning. This year we established ourselves, but 2026 Spike Eskin, it's gonna be a problem.
You're buying?
We're buying Spike stock.
Oh, heading into 2026. Kind of you. I feel like this is a...
Definitely a setup.
A setup.
There's no setup. There's no punchline.
Okay.
No, it's just like, I think we had a good groundwork this year.
Well, it's the show then.
Yeah, well, the show is the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Well, thank you.
This thing's only getting started.
I think you're saying there are going to be fewer people upset at you.
Yeah, or more people
or
upset.
More.
Yeah, or more. Yeah.
Wait till they win, and we're still like,
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wasn't that impressive.
We sure he's elite?
Yeah. Two quarterback. I mean, two Super Bowl wins.
Well, had an easy
he
road.
Has to look, be elite.
Look at all those injuries that the Niners had and the Rams. Look, Stafford got hurt.
It's going to be a boring summer.
Yeah.
We're going to be all bitted up.
Oh, the summer's going to be awesome. We got the All-Star Game.
Yeah.
World Cup. We got the World Cup.
PGA Championship.
Elliott Week.
Elliott Week. Bam.
Bam.
We might need a whole day of Bam.
Yeah. Bring back the lie detector day.
Yeah, we need lie detector day.
We're going to finish up Fritz versus the camera.
Can't wait.
Oh, yeah, well, we're finished. This is the first time you're resigned to it actually happening,
yes, thank God.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at angie.com.
As if y'all were ever going to stop because of me.
No. No, you know me. Once I become focused on something.
You weren't going to let it go.
No. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get it 40% off. That is through January with the big winter sale. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to GOGUIDA.com. 215-592-9494. Matt, who is a Niners fan who happens to be in town. You're on WIP. What's up, Matt?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Matt?
What's up, Matt?
Thanks for having me on. We've been here for business, and we've been listening to your show all week since I figured you'd have some good content going on. So it's been a pleasure.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Do you enjoy the sports radio in San Francisco?
I used to, but I actually live in San Diego now, so I'm mainly a podcast guy since I don't get the radio stations from down there, but yes, sir.
Well, you are officially the first 49ers perspective we've had on the
Brave
show this
soul.
Week.
Yeah,
we haven't had any Niners guests on this week, so where are you? I have felt a bit of a, given the injuries, we're just happy to be here kind of vibe for the Niners. Do you feel that way?
In some respect, yeah, I think when Bosa went down, it was like, all right, you know, let's, you know, patch up. We still got Michael, you know, and we have Fred Warner. But when Warner went down, that's when, you know, it was definitely, that was a bullet to the heart for sure. But then we got hot. So I think I felt like that for a bit. But other than the Seattle game, which our offense looked, you know, did not have that spark, I think, coming off of the Chicago game, I felt really good about our chances in the playoffs. And I still think, you know, if we had, you know, put a better foot forward in that Seattle game, I think with, you know, the possibility of having all home games, it would have been looked all right for us. But, you know, definitely I can get what you're saying about feeling like we definitely are happy to be where we are.
Yeah. Are you going to the game on Sunday? Are you still going to be in town?
I wanted to, but I got to get home. So I didn't know that until obviously, you know, everything shook out. So I will not be, but I don't know how happy the Eagles fans will be with me pulling up in some Niners threads anyways. So.
No, you would, if you were to go to the game, you would have had to have been careful is the wrong word, but more reserved. Yeah. What I have found about, I think bad rap is wrong because it is accurate in some respects. But the advice I give people who want to go to an Eagles game or whatever, mm-hmm. and you're a fan of the opposing team, you can wear your stuff.
Yeah.
It's when you get chesty.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
It never works.
And it's sure. And wear your stuff as long as they'll yell at you. No one's going to kick your ass for wearing Niners gear or something.
They don't break your stones a little bit.
Yeah.
And I always find out that the smart thing to do is actually to just play along with it. You sort of just go along with it.
Smile, sure. And then you'll end up being friends.
Yeah.
Like, I think there is a respect for other big fans. So what do you think, if I were to ask you to, what is your pick for the game on Sunday? What do you think is going to happen?
You know, I'm thinking that after last week, Niners are going to come out hot on offense. It depends on with the Eagles' injuries, if they have their O-line, but it sounds like they will. The Eagles, in my opinion, have been, super hot or cold. They haven't, I don't know if they've found a huge rhythm. So I'm going, Eagles are going to put up some points, but, I'm thinking, Niners put up at least 24, 27 points. And, hopefully that's enough for us.
No shot. Yeah.
You don't think they put up 24, 27?
On this defense?
Yeah.
No shot.
Not the way they're playing.
No.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the last time, I appreciate the call, Matt, and safe travels back. Oh, man, and thank you for listening all week.
Be happy if you get 17.
Yeah, the last time that we've seen the defense compromise was the Bears game.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean.
And I'm still blaming that on Turkey.
Yes. Yeah, day after Thanksgiving.
That's all that is.
That was a road game. They win that.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the last, and that game, even that game was sort of was way out of character.
Mm-hmm.
Like they weren't hitting hard, that game was weird. We have not seen the Eagles. No, they haven't been perfect defensively, but we have not seen them in a game where you're like, oh no. I mean, the Cowboys game was not great, I guess.
And that was before.
Oh, that was before
that
the
was
game.
Before the
okay.
Bears.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
So even they played the Chargers next, I believe it was, and the Chargers scored some points.
Yeah, it was 22.
We got 7 sacks in that game, 7 or 8 sacks in that game, a couple turnovers. The Chargers' points, a lot of them came the fact they picked the Eagles off.
Right.
So you're getting turnover, you're getting field position.
I don't know if you remember, Jalen had 2 turnovers on one play.
Yeah. Hard to do, man.
He did it.
It's very hard
even
to do.
Even though Elliott argues that it shouldn't count as 2 turnovers, it is.
Yeah, it's definitely 2 turnovers.
Yeah, so yeah.
Then they shut out the Raiders. Then they had to watch. The defense is playing pretty good for the most part, the most part, since that Bears game.
Yeah, if the Niners put up 24 or 27 points, I would be kind of
nervous.
Worried.
Yeah, I'd be worried.
I would be worried.
I'd be worried.
Even with the Niners, because here's the other thing. Even with the Niners defense as it is, it's not like the Niners are a big strike team.
Mm-hmm.
If they're scoring 27 points, there's a lot of drives there. There's a lot of time of possession.
Yep.
There's a lot of Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
That would be a bad sign.
Yep.
That would be a pretty bad sign. If the season ends that way, it's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough to get a handle on what this year was. I sort of think if they lose some 27-24 game where the offense looks pretty good and the defense doesn't play well, you really would just have to look at this season as that was a Super Bowl hangover season. We'll be upset. We'll be mad the next day.
Sure.
But like, you're not going to be mad at the defense for allowing points to a good San Francisco offense.
Yeah, the defense is pretty much saved our bacon. I mean, they've been the constant, and I don't even know if we would. Do we win the NFC East and host a playoff game if we don't have a defense playing the way they play?
Well,
I mean, they've given up the fewest amount of points since they acquired Jalen Phillips.
Right, right. The other thing not to worry about, but the other thing to think about on Sunday is less of a big thing. We've been talking about offense. We've been talking about defense. We are talking about one of the more penalized teams in the NFL with the Eagles, mm-hmm. and the second lowest penalized team in the NFL with the Niners. And we're talking about a special teams for the Eagles who has not just missed field goals, has made mental errors on returns, mm-hmm. has been penalized on returns, has mm-hmm. turned the ball over on return. I would hate for this game to be a game that we lose because of the little stuff. And that would be the other, I think the only, the concern, the offense concern is it's there. We all know sure. about it. It would be really frustrating to lose a game because you have a drive that can close out a game. It's third and four, and you have a false start that turns into third and nine. You have to punt the ball. One of those, like a penalty, a missed field goal, a bad decision on a return, all yeah. that little stuff that can cost you a game in the playoffs when you're playing, you know, games that are decided by one score.
Yeah.
That would be the other thing that would concern me beyond the offense.
Yeah. The other thing for me would be is trying to match wits with Kyle Shanahan and what his offense looks like or is trying to do, what they anticipate.
Yeah.
In other words, we put some elaborate offensive game plan together to show that we're just as, you know what I'm saying?
We're like, as smart as Kyle
Shanahan.
Yeah,
like, yeah, I don't need that. Like, yeah. like, we don't need that Sunday.
Now, the matchups between, it's hard to figure it. So the matchups between Fangio and Shanahan, the numbers favor Fangio. Mm-hmm. The most points that a Shanahan offense has had against Fangio is 15 points.
Wow, didn't know that.
But then you look at the quarterbacks that Shanahan had. So the 15-point game is Garoppolo. Okay, that one's legit. The other one's, I didn't even know two of the guys. One was RG3, post-injury RG3. Right. And then the other two, I even forget who the other two guys were. I mean, they were not the real quarterbacks. Well,
Shanahan had that one year where, like, Nick Mullins was his quarterback.
Mullins was one of them.
Yeah, like, I remember that year where he used
C.J. Beathard.
C.J. Beathard, yeah.
Yeah, Mullins was one of them. I forget what the other one was.
Did we lose to Nick Mullins? Or we beat? That's what we beat.
No, it beat him. Carson beat him.
That was a Travis Fulton game. Travis Fulton game. Yeah.
Yeah, so far in terms of the results, Fangio has gotten the better of Shanahan.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Mario in Northeast Philly. You're on WIP.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, Mario?
Hey, can I get some of that Ike juice, man?
Oh, man. He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
No doubt. Hey, I was calling because the bros, that's why I called, man. The bros, that's my dude right there. The Ducks last night was a good game, man. It was very exciting. Like he said, it felt like hockey again. And I'm a brother, Ike, so you know.
I can hear it. I said, I can hear it. Yeah, I know it.
Yeah.
You want to cover the game with me and Chuck and Keisha?
Yo, hey, I went with here with them a couple weeks ago, man. It was a good time. I won tickets on the radio. We was up there. I got to chill with them dudes. It was a good time, too.
Okay. All right.
Well, I would love to do that. Chuck will be good out there. That's my dude, too. Chuck, he's going to be good at the game. Just relax. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Yoshi texted me, said he wanted to go to a game.
Oh, yeah, Spike leading all the delegation into the Flyers game.
Let me know. Hey, I got something for the 90s thing, too. I don't know if nobody said this or not.
Go ahead.
Whitney Houston, when she sang the national anthem.
That was a big deal, 93.
Yeah, that was a big moment.
At the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was a big moment.
I just thought about that one. That was a big deal, a little bit, something.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, Mario.
All right, fellas. Hey, all right, bro. Have a good one. Thank
appreciate
you,
man. Yes, there you go. Jack can't help himself.
Yep. He did text me.
Oh, Yoshi texted
you? Yeah.
Yep. Just take the delegation down there to the barn.
Delegation goes to the barn?
Yep.
Imagine that promotion.
Delegation night?
Yeah.
Me and you don't even go.
Yeah. Somebody text Jonesy. Let's get the tickets.
Yeah. I forgot. We do got a direct line to the GM.
But we do. Yeah. We do.
What is he?
I don't know if he's changed his number. No, he's not GM.
Well, he's not the GM. That's Danny Briere.
The president.
President.
The president.
Yeah. Yeah. He's even higher than the GM.
Yeah, so he's the Dave Dombrowski?
Well, but Briere makes all the decisions, I believe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dombrowski is different in every team, yeah. but Dombrowski is the GM as we know it.
I almost think he's like Smolensky.
Well, Maury's the president of the Sixers, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you think Jonesy's like Smolensky? Yes, I would say.
But probably not.
No, Smolensky's on the business side.
Yeah, but he's not business. Yeah.
Well, I would imagine Jonesy's business.
Yeah, he's probably doing some personal
labor. They brought Jonesy in for business?
Yeah, both.
Well, come on. He's a businessman. He's a horse guy. farm guy?
Yeah, I need him in there to evaluate talent.
I don't think they have him evaluating talent.
Really?
I don't think so. I mean, wow. Do you think, get him on the phone. I mean, I'm sure he, look.
He can't come on with at least one Uranus joke.
Yeah, he's certainly got, Don Smolenski did not play in the NFL like Jonesy played in the
right,
NHL.
That's what
so
I'm saying,
I would imagine he can weigh in a little more
okay.
accurately on that. But I do think Breer makes the decisions.
Okay.
That I don't know. That's my guess.
Right, there we go. That's more Flyer talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. People say we don't talk hockey.
Oh, come on.
It's our night out at the barn.
Come on. All right. 215-592-9494. Should Kevin Betullo be coaching for his job on Sunday? Coming up next, two things. First of all, a name floated for the Dallas Cowboy defensive coordinator position that will make all of us smile.
Yeah.
And a huge return in Philadelphia sports tonight. Huge. One of the biggest possible returns for a player you could have in Philadelphia sports that's happening tonight. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.